The fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, Cycle A. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." These groups of admonitions that come from Jesus seated on the mountain, has become to be called the Beatitudes, Makarios. The word itself is hard to translate. Some have said happy instead of blessed. It denotes a person who is in a settled state of well-being, one who has an interior harmony within himself. Now, if you take the Beatitudes and the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments, you have self-sustaining way of life, the core of being in harmony with God and therefore with oneself. And yet some of these are harder to understand than others. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you. The more bizarre they seem to the materialistic ears of the world, the greater their significance in following and imitating and being in harmony with our Creator. To follow the Beatitudes is to become more Christ-like, or even more than like Christ, to become Christ in a mystical way. The disciple follows the Master. By learning what the Master does, but more importantly, in this case especially, who the Master is. It is a strange paradox of Christianity that the more we identify with another, the one who is the Son of God, we become more fully the person we were meant to be. If he were not who he is, if we'd been involved in some kind of strange cult, we would be denying our own dignity and our own self-worth. But our self-worth is Christ-worth. And Christ-worth is what identifies us. For we have an example in him what it is like to be the perfect human being, to be the perfectly happy human being, the perfectly blessed human being, blessed even when he was being scourged, blessed when he was being spat upon, blessed when he was being nailed to a cross. In the starkness of these actions, these witnesses, we come to know that this world has a very slanted way of looking at reality, a very limited and twisted way. For it is in the Beatitudes that we come to know ourselves. It is in the Beatitudes where we are most fully human. By looking at them and looking at the one who proclaims them, we come to see an image of ourselves as we were meant to be, as we will be, God willing, one day when we sit at the feet of this Master in the mountain of heaven, sit and look at the great beauty he has. The saints, the mystics, have held in all the beauty of Christ. They are just so totally enamored with the incarnated Word of God that they seek to immerse themselves in his ocean of mercy and love. They seek to become more and more like him, to leave behind the materialism and the sinfulness of human nature. Happy are those who follow God. Happy are those who not only are peacemakers, but have come to establish peace within themselves. Blessed are they who take the insults of the world with gratitude, because they make us know how much more we are called to than the standards of the world which cause such insults. Beatitudes, when lived out, will bring us into conflict with the world, but also will help us to endure and rejoice even in the world. Amen.